China announces more investment in Africa. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams, in for David Brancaccio. Many Americans are on holiday today for Labor Day, but in China, they are open for business, especially business with Africa. China's President Xi Jinping is hosting African leaders at a major summit in Beijing and encouraged Chinese businesses to invest no less than $10 billion on the continent in the next 3 years. For more on this, I'm joined by Sean Ryan. He's founder and managing director of China Market Research Group. Good morning.
It's always good to speak with you, Kimberly.
Thank you so much. So what's the importance of this summit?
So it's key because China is looking to show and demonstrate to Africa and the rest of the world that it now rivals America for superpower status. So during this African summit, President Xi announced today that China is going to loan $60 billion of financing to Africa to build up not just infrastructure projects like highways, but also help promote Chinese companies to relocate their manufacturing to Africa.
President Xi also mentioned that he did not want vanity projects. What did he mean by that?
Well, there's been a lot of criticism, especially in the Western press, that China's just building up large bridges and highways that really isn't going to help the everyday African. There's also criticism about environmental degradation and that too many of the Chinese projects are actually only hiring Chinese laborers and not local Africans. So President Xi wants to demonstrate to his counterparts in Africa that he's serious about creating projects that are going to help jumpstart economies throughout Africa.
Sean Ryan of China Market Research Group, thanks.
Thank you for having me.
Let's do the numbers. Asian markets ended the day there down, with the Shanghai Composite Index down 4 points, about 0.2%, and the Nikkei down 0.7%. In Europe, the FTSE in London is up 0.8%, about 61 points. Germany's DAX is down 0.1%, and U.S. markets are closed today for Labor Day. United Farm Workers just elected its first female president. The UFW says Teresa Romero will be the first Latina and immigrant woman to lead a national union. The now iconic Cesar Chavez started the group in the 1960s to advocate for farm laborers. Over the decades, UFW has called for better conditions for the agricultural workers who pick fruits and vegetables on farms, primarily in the American West. Teresa Romero steps into her new role in December. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, Kimberly. Good morning.
Good morning. You're only the third person to lead this organization. First, Cesar Chavez, who led a grape boycott in the 1960s to advocate for better conditions. Then his son-in-law, Arturo Rodriguez. You start at the end of the year. What are the top issues of your focus?
My number one issue right now is immigration reform. It is affecting the agricultural industry tremendously. In last year, we passed here in California, overtime for farm workers after 8 hours. And this is something that we're going to be working at the national level.
There are also some nuts and bolts issues, things like automation and low union membership across the country. How do you plan to keep United Farm Workers relevant in the future?
You know, automation is sometimes seen as a negative. But as we meet with growers, we have learned that automation is something that they're trying to bring into the farms to improve the work and the production. It's not necessarily you cannot replace farm workers to produce our food. And when it comes to membership, you know, we don't measure our membership just by how many members we have, but how many people we impact. When we passed in California the heat illness protection and overtime, it did not only affect our members, it affected every single farm worker in California.
Last year, the union was hit with a $1 million judgment brought by organizers who said they were underpaid. How is that and the repercussions affecting the organization?
Well, you know, unfortunately, the judge made a decision that we 100% disagree with. Organizers are exempt employees, and we believe that everybody needs to be paid fairly, and we do that.
As you get started, do you anticipate spending more time sort of navigating Washington politics or more grassroots organizing?
You know, our main focus are the farm workers. And I actually have been the last 2-3 weeks spending a lot of time with farm workers, listening to them, understanding, you know, what it is they would like to see. Every victory that we have had in our organization has been because of the leadership of our members. And we definitely want to continue to do that.
Teresa Romero is the newly elected president of the United Farm Workers. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for having me, Kimberly.
John in Minneapolis, Minnesota, wrote to say how much he enjoys our coverage of the economy and that Marketplace helps him make strong arguments and combat misinformation about financial matters. To join John in supporting trustworthy, objective journalism, donate online at marketplace.org. Thanks to all the Marketplace investors who make our work possible.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.
Labor Day used to mark the last hurrah of summer, but not so much anymore. Many schools in the U.S. now start earlier, so for students, summer break ends earlier. Marketplace's Renata Sago has more on how the shift affects Labor Day travel and tourism.
Teresita Gutierrez mans a concierge booth inside the Best Western Hotel right off Orlando's main tourist strip, International Drive.
I sell tickets for all the attractions, rent a car.
She's helped thousands of travelers coming and going in her 22 years here. But she says Labor Day weekend now kicks off a slow season until December.
Because the children come back to the school.
Once the last blast of summer, Labor Day weekend has kind of become the unpopular cousin of summer holidays. The AAA even stopped making Labor Day travel projections 4 years ago. AAA spokeswoman Jeanette Castellano says just how many take to the roads or hop on a plane to make a mini vacation out of Labor Day weekend depends on when the holiday falls. If we're talking end of August, early September, like this year, it can be busier.
You know, warmer weather and people are still hanging on to summer.
And if Labor Day weekend falls deeper into September, even fewer travelers. So no official report on how many people will be out there, but higher gas prices are likely. I'm Renata Sago for Marketplace.
In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.